and welcome to Promo Marketing's free power seminar, The Biggest Mistake Salespeople Make, sponsored by Performa. Today, we will be joined by Lisa Leach, who will be discussing strategies on how to work smart, sell smart, and make more money. I'm Nicole Stella, Editorial Director of Promo Marketing and the host of today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few tips on how to make the most of today's live seminar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help button at the bottom of the console or let us know via the Ask a Question box. Second, make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can see and take part in any interactive portions of today's presentation. To get a PDF version of the slide presentation for future reference, click on the Download Slides button on the console. And if you're enjoying this seminar and would like to spread the word to your peers, you can send an email invitation directly from the console by clicking on the Invite a Colleague button. You can also give us your feedback at any time during the seminar by clicking the survey button. This survey will also be distributed at the end of today's event. Because today's event is a 30-minute power session, we may not have time to answer all of your questions live. However, I encourage you all to submit your questions, and Lisa will be forwarded each one and will be able to answer your questions after the day's event. So go ahead and use that Ask a Question feature on the console. Now, a little introduction of today's speaker, Lisa Leach. Lisa has more than 20 years of marketing and sales experience in the promotional industry. She started on the client side as a national advertising manager and then moved to the other side of the desk, becoming a million-dollar salesperson, selling to companies like Hershey and Daimler Chrysler. One of her most successful sales achievements is landing the bid with IBM North America worth over $5 million. 7 years ago, with all this knowledge and experience under her belt, Lisa developed her company, Teneo Results. Teneo is the Latin word meaning to know, to understand, to master. And Lisa helps salespeople know themselves, understand their demanding clients, and master the sales process to achieve extraordinary results in both their business and life. Please join me now in welcoming Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Nicole. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure to be presented on behalf of Promo Marketing and Performa. Well, let's get started. The biggest mistake salespeople make. Let's take a look at what today's agenda we've got covered. So we're going to be looking at what is the biggest mistake salespeople make. And we're going to be asking all of our attendees on today's webinar and getting their input first. Then we're going to be sharing some intriguing statistics to support that. And then I will share 7 strategies to overcome this obstacle. So something we're going to be doing a little differently today in this webinar is interacting with the attendees and getting their feedback first. So as you'll see, there is 3 polls that we're going to be asking. First question, what is the biggest mistake a salesperson can make? So first question, what is the biggest mistake a salesperson can make? Number 1, prospecting any business rather than profitable business. Not asking for referrals. Not asking for the business. Time management. Or talking too much during conversations. So let's move on to second question, which is, do you take the time to plan your day in advance? On average, how much time do you think is wasted every day to interruptions that have little or no value? 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour, or none? So we're going to have everybody submit those answers for each of those 3 questions as they've been coming up on the screen. I'm going to share some intriguing statistics, and then we're going to populate and share the results from all of our attendees today. The average person gets 1 interruption every 8 minutes, or approximately 7 an hour, or 50 to 60 interruptions per day. The average interruption takes 5 minutes, totaling about 4 hours per day, or 50% of the average workday. Now, some of those interruptions may be worthwhile, but the majority of them are not. 80% of those interruptions are typically rated as little value or no value, creating approximately 3 hours of wasted time per day. Now, when I first saw these statistics, I thought, oh, my goodness, there's no way. This is way out of proportion. But I started to put them into practice with my team, and we quickly realized, absolutely, there are so many interruptions that are wasting 50% of our day. Let's look at one more group of statistics. For every hour of planning, 3 to 4 hours are saved from redundancy, waiting for information, not being prepared, and poorly managing tasks. This is simply by just planning a meeting or planning your day. And here's one of the biggest challenges that we have, which is with technology. People who regularly juggle several streams of electronic information, do not pay attention, control their memories, or switch from one task to another, as well as those who focus on one thing at a time. How many of you have been in a meeting with a customer who continues to respond on their email or text, or what about even having dinner with a friend? How frustrating is that when you're on the other end of that? And again, can you even focus on having a conversation with them, whether it's business or whether it's pleasure? Well, Alexis, are we ready to see what the poll results are? So let's pull them. Here we go. So poll number one, what is the biggest mistake a salesperson can make? So let's just take a look at these. What do you think, Nicole?
Wow. Yeah. It's lots of not asking for the business, talking too much, and time management.
Yeah, so. Time management is the second lowest.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, and yet those statistics certainly prove that time management is one of the biggest mistakes that salespeople are making these days. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the next poll. On average, how much time do you think is wasted every day to interruptions that have little or no value?
There it is.
2 hours, which in essence, it's 4 hours. Many people are realizing the number of interruptions. Okay, let's look at our third and final poll. Let's see, how much time are salespeople in the promotional industry spending on planning their day in advance? Look at that.
Yeah,
almost
yeah.
62% say that they plan their day sometimes if
right.
they have time to. And we have to look at that. There's still 5% who never plan their day. They're just too busy. So thanks to all the attendees who completed that. Those responses gave us a lot of great insight as to what the reality is in the promotional industry. So we want to share with you 7 time-busting strategies. And I'm going to share with you these 7 strategies, and my goal is to be able to share 2 hours off your day. Now, they say that, you know, there's 3 to 4 hours of interruptions, but my goal is to help you shave 2 hours off your day. And it's exactly some of these strategies that I put into place when I started in this industry, boy, almost 20 years ago, and my first year I did $200,000. My goal was ultimately to become that million-dollar salesperson, and I was able to achieve that. But my greater goal was then to be able to win the IBM business, which was worth over $5 million. I've been able to increase my business twice, 5 times, and then again by 5 times. However, I was working 8-hour days, and if I wanted to increase my sales by 5 times, I certainly couldn't be working a 40-hour day. It just doesn't exist. Now, yesterday, Nicole and I were preparing for today's webinar, and I shared with her one of these strategies. And Nicole was able to shave 2 hours off her day and become more focused on an activity just since yesterday at lunch.
Absolutely.
So, Nicole, are you going to share that with us later on in this webinar?
Absolutely, yes. I'm a firm believer, so I will share.
So whether you are new to the promotional industry, you've been working in this industry for a number of years, or you are a multi-million-dollar salesperson, you're going to hear a lot of these strategies. However, as a sales coach, my job is for you to choose which strategy are you going to put into action. Because as Nicole will demonstrate in this webinar, by putting it into action, she was able to shave 2 hours off her day and enjoy her evening more. So let's take a look at what the first strategy is. First one is vision, goals, action. It's all about where you want to be. How many of you want to be increasing your sales, doubling your sales? First thing that I always ask people is, where do you want to be in 3 years? So in the year 2014, what kind of salesperson do you want to be? What kind of sales do you want to do? And then I help salespeople to be able to map out what they want to accomplish. So in 2012, what will be your one-year sales goal? And then from there, break it down into 90-day goals. So as we move towards the fourth quarter October 1st to December 31st, what is your sales goal that you want to accomplish that's going to be in alignment to where you want to be in 2012 and then ultimately enable you to be that salesperson growing your business in 3 years? However, the secret ingredient is the 7-day task. In coaching hundreds of different salespeople, they'll say that the way that they've been able to accomplish their goals is by each week focusing on what is the activity they have to do this week that's going to be in alignment with their 90-day, 1 year, and ultimately becoming that salesperson they want to be in the next 3 years. So let me just demonstrate for you how you can double your sales. It's much easier than you think. So if you're currently selling $500,000 a year and you say, yes, I want to be that million-dollar salesperson, all you have to do is increase your sales by 26% each year. So that we're going from 500,000 to 26% is 630,000. So in 2012, you could increase your sales by 26%. The next year, another 26% will take you to $793,000. And then another 26% will get you to just over that $1 million. So there you go. By mapping it out, you can see that you can double your sales in 3 years. It's certainly much easier than you think once you map it out. The whole key here is that you certainly don't want to double the number of hours that you work. So this is where you want to map it out. So in the next 90 days, in order to achieve that $630,000 in sales, that would be $157,500. And then here's the secret ingredient, the 7-day task. What is it that you have to do this next week in order to achieve that 90-day sales goal? So it may be something like secure 3 meetings with clients and secure $13,000 in sales. So you can see it's much simpler when you break it down. So again, all about becoming really, really clear. Where do you want to go? Mapping it out into 3-year, 1-year, 90 days, and 7-day tasks will help you to stay focused on achieving your sales goals. Now let's just take a look at what is your time worth. When I first started in sales in the promotional industry, one of my very first sales managers shared this at our sales meeting, and boy, it has stuck with me since. He said, what is your time worth? And if you want to be selling $1 million a year, which is absolutely what I wanted to be doing that year, he said, let's break it down. So if we're working 50 weeks a year, approximately 40 hours per week, let's figure out what does that work out to be on an hourly basis. Well, that works out to be $500 per hour. I went, wow, I need to be selling $500 every hour in order to accomplish and achieve that $1 million goal. So I started to look at, am I focused on that? And a perfect example is our distributorship was located about an hour out of the city of Toronto. And so what I did was if I was going into the city to meet with a client, I wanted to use my time worthwhile. And I still use this principle today. I just don't go for one meeting. I want to fill my day with meetings. A 9, 11, a 1, a 3, and boy, if I can get a 5, absolutely I will. So again, staying very, very focused on what you can do. And so my question to you is, what is getting in the way of you selling $500 every hour? It's what we call interruption management. And there's lots of things that get in the way. We'll be talking about some of that. Now, one of the things, I've had the opportunity to work with many of the Performa owners. And Greg Mazzillo, the owner and founder of Performa, has got a great philosophy. He says, what desk would you like to be sitting at? Do you want to be sitting at the $20 an hour desk, or do you want to be sitting at the $500 an hour desk, which, again, is alignment with becoming that million-dollar salesperson? So when we take a look at what are some of those things that you could be doing that's worth $20 an hour, well, that's processing orders, following up with suppliers, coordinating artwork, invoicing, all of those kinds of things that are not revenue generating. What you want to do is you want to be sitting at the $500 desk. That's all about selling. And one of the things I believe Greg had given to all the different Performa owners is, one of those desk nameplates that says, and when you looked at it, it had their name on it, but on the other side, the side that actually faces you, the salesperson, it says, there's no money to be made at this side of the desk. You want to be on the other side of the desk, on the other side of clients selling to them. So what you want to do is to focus on $500 an hour work as opposed to the $20 an hour work. And our sponsor Performer provides a lot of great services and tools that enable you to focus on the $500 an hour work because they do a lot of that $20 an hour work for you. So let's just take a look at what are some of the things that are getting in the way of doing this. And we have the thief of time management. What robs you of your time? It's like emails, telephone calls, or for those of you like myself who have a home office, it's people who are stopping by like my dad, all the things that get in the way. Now, we gave some examples of earlier in our conversation, and Nicole, you and I were talking about this yesterday, about what gets in the way.
Right.
And one of the things that I certainly recommend to people is just simply turn off their email notifier. I mean, it's like we have the we are moths to the light bulb. Every time that email pops up or dings to us, we have to go see who's responding to us or do we need to respond to that or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nicole, based on what we talked about yesterday, what is it that you did a little differently yesterday afternoon?
Well, upon your recommendation, I turned off my particular email system has a ding to it every time an email comes through, and then there's a little bouncing icon on my screen. And I had a deadline for a story that had to be checked in yesterday afternoon, and I was very stressed out about this, and I went ahead and I did exactly as you said. I turned off the notifier, and I started to write. And this was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and by 2:30, 3 o'clock, I had finished my story. And I went to a meeting post my story writing, feeling, you know, totally refreshed and happy that I had this particular project done. And I sat down at my desk around 3:30, 4 o'clock after my meeting, and I realized I had no email. And indeed, I did. I opened it because it hadn't been jumping and yelling at me to pay attention to it. And so I opened up my email, and there I had 26 emails. I went through, and I responded to what needed to be responded to, and I was done for the day.
So let's just calculate the time on that. So I think you said you spent about 2 hours from about 1 till 3 working on that article.
Exactly.
And you said you had about 26 emails?
I did.
Okay. So if we do a quick calculation on that, that means you would have been interrupted every 4.6 minutes during those 2 hours.
Wow. And that sounds about right.
So, Nicole, let's just, and so if we take a look at those, every time you got an email, you know, typically 1 to 2 minutes to respond to each one of those emails or to read it, that could look at about 26 minutes, or if you spent 2 hours per email, 52 minutes just doing with those emails. So when you did actually deal with all those emails in a block of time right after that meeting, how long did it take you to respond to those emails?
It didn't take a whole lot of time because a good bulk of it was junk email that didn't require my attention. And then I had, you know, the few things that were important that I had to attend to, and it took maybe 10, 15 minutes to respond to those emails.
So if we can compare that, there's 10 to 15 minutes to respond to those emails all together like that versus the 26 to 52 minutes it would have taken you to do that plus trying to be able to write that article.
Right.
So, Nicole, tell me, anything else you noticed in being able to focus on the article and not look at all your emails and allow those interruptions to manage you?
Well, it was great because I was much more focused when I wrote the piece. And that night I went home. And it was a huge weight. It was a huge weight off my shoulders to know that I had gotten that completed. And my next day, I wasn't starting behind the eight ball. I was ready to roll. I didn't have to work in the evening, and I was ready to roll first thing in the morning with today's schedule of events. So
it sounds like you were more focused, less stressed, and you were able to enjoy your evening last night.
Exactly.
I mean, how many of us would have been still trying to write that article last night? Has that ever happened to you, Nicole?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, because I will. It was that every time that the bells were ringing, I would respond, and a lot of times I would just end up deleting them because it was junk mail, or I would get refocused onto something else that needed my attention. So this was brilliant. It was a brilliant suggestion, and I completely will utilize it every day from here on out.
Awesome, great, great. Well, I'm glad we could shave 2 hours off your day. Yay, yay. So again, as we're sharing, you know, many of these strategies are really, really simple. You've heard them before, but it's a matter of putting it into action. And look what Nicole was able to accomplish and be focused and enjoy time, I think, walking her dog last night that she never has time to do. So I want to share with you one of the greatest and simple tools that I've used to help me grow my business. As I was growing my business from $1 million to over $5 million, certainly my number of clients grew too, and I couldn't remember everything. I also started to expand my team. So one of the things that I created is what I call an action planner, and I host this meeting every Monday morning with my CSRs, my coordinators, in which I still do in this business today. And the statistics that I shared earlier in today's webinar was 1 hour of planning will reduce 3 to 4 hours. And absolutely, this is something that we have seen. So we spend 1 hour. Monday morning, we've got this spreadsheet. We actually have it on Google Docs, so anybody could be updating on our team at any given time. And it just lists all of our clients and all the activities that we've got going on. Now, one of the people that I worked with really embraced this, and she color-coded it. So you'll see anything in orange represents me, and it's what I've identified that I'm committed and focused to accomplishing this week, kind of my 7-day tasks. And in blue is what Shannon has identified. So it's worked really, really well. Now, one of our biggest challenges is trying to keep our meetings to the 1 hour. But Shannon, who is our office manager, has decided that she's going to be the timekeeper because we know as salespeople we like to talk and get off topic. So again, great, simple tool that allows us to have a one-hour meeting and have all the activities that are going on related to every one of our accounts, whether, you know, an item, whether it's prepare for a webinar, it's all there in one place. So I'm now leaving my office feeling much more relaxed because I know I've got one place where all the activities are, and I'm no longer waking up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, my goodness, I forgot about this. In addition, at this meeting, we also have our 7-day task. So every week, we come to this meeting prepared to share what was our 7-day task last week, what did we hold ourselves accountable to do, and what will be the next week. So it works really well. The next tools that I want to share with you is, again, a tool that Performa provides. Many of you have a daytimer type system, but Performa has further customized their daytimer system. And it's great because there's a couple of really neat things here that says, what is it that I want to accomplish? One of the things that I realize is as I go throughout the day, my time is robbed of me. But when I look at what is the top 3 goals that I want to accomplish today, and when I focus and block my time to accomplish them first thing in the morning, the rest of my day goes well. So Performa actually built this right into their planner. And the other cool thing is it has a to-do list, which I have to live by a list because it's the only way I can stay focused. But it also says, how many hours did you spend on $500 work versus $20 an hour work? So, again, it keeps that top of mind. Another tool that I want to share with you is, when I was working with one of my coaches, I was trying to be able to figure out how I was going to accomplish everything and grow my business. So they said, you know what, Lisa, all I want you to do is to keep track of all the activities that you're doing in a day. So right from the time I got up to getting my kids off to the babysitter at that age to arriving into the office, I was now the VP of sales. I had a team of 15 people that were reporting to me. And every time I switched gears or activities, I jotted it down. Well, by 11 a.m., I had 3 pages full, but I was feeling so frustrated because I got nothing accomplished. So, again, that's when I realized time blocking my time really, really helped me to stay focused on what I wanted to accomplish. So those are the 7 time-busting strategies that we wanted to share with you in order to help you stop the biggest mistake that salespeople are making. Now, as a coach, I always like to ask thought-provoking questions. So you've heard many of these different types of strategies. But my question to you is, how will you commit your time and resources to achieve your goals and reduce interruption management? That's what it's all about. It's about being disciplined. And here's a question that I want to ask each one of you to answer. Yes, I will. What is it that you're so committed to accomplishing? Yes, I will be a million-dollar salesperson. Yes, I will spend more time with my family. Yes, I will turn my emails off. Yes, I will put my BlackBerry away at 6 o'clock at night. Each one of you will answer that question differently, but I want you to answer that question. More importantly, we can't do everything. We want to accomplish everything, but we can't. So we have to become really, really clear, what is it that you're willing to say yes to? But more importantly, what are you willing to say no to? So you may want to say, I will say no to responding to my emails every time they ding at me. I will say no to volunteering. I will say no to low maintenance or high maintenance clients. One of the things that I recently said no to, I was asked to be on my daughter's figure skating club on the board of directors. It was a real honor to be asked, but I realized, you know what? That's not in alignment with my goals. It's not where I want to be in the next 1 year or 3 years. It's not going to help me to grow my business or live the life that I want. So I said no. It was hard. It was difficult. But as soon as I said it, wow, did it feel good. So in order to use your time more effectively, you have to determine what will you say yes to and what will you say no to. Now, back to school is just, for many of you, your kids are back to school or it's right around the corner. And quite often when we get past Labor Day, it's kind of we all get into that back to school or what I call back to business mode. So in today's webinar, I've got a homework assignment for you. I've shared with you a number of different strategies that will help you to simply use your time more effectively so that you can ultimately achieve the goals of where you want to be in the next 3 years. So what time-busting strategy will you implement to shave 2 hours off your day to ultimately be able to work smarter, sell smarter, and more importantly, enjoy more of your life? There's way too much that's interrupting or robbing you of your day. So what is it that you will do? Interruptions are costing the U.S. economy over $588 billion every year, costing the U.S. economy, and they're also costing you. So what will you say yes to, and what will you say no to? And if you need some more help in being able to do that, certainly I'd love to have the opportunity to work with you as a coach. We've got our Elevate Sales Coaching Program that's available. It's a 12-week program, 1 hour per week that we use in order to use your time most effectively. Each week we focus on a different strategy that will enable you to implement and put into action so that you can become stronger and better and ultimately achieve those goals that you want to accomplish. There's some information on that. And if you do want more information, you can certainly go to our website, elevatesalescoaching.com or tenaroresults.com. And I know that we're going to be running out of time. Since this is focused on interruption management and time management, we want to use your time wisely. So we're right at just about at the 30-minute mark. There's my contact information if you do have any questions. I'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions. So please email me or call me or go to my website with that information.
Great.
And on that note, I'll turn it back to you, Nicole.
Well, everybody, all the questions that you've submitted, we're just about out of time today, but they will all be answered by Lisa after today's event. And Lisa, I want to thank you so much, number one, for that phenomenal time management tip that you gave me that I will be utilizing, and for joining us today and giving everybody all these great ways to manage time and increase sales. And that looks like it's all we have time for today, but on behalf of Promo Marketing and our sponsor, Performa, I want to thank all of you out there for attending today's Power Seminar. So thanks again for joining us, everyone, and we look forward to meeting you again here soon. Keep your eyes open for more webinars from Promo Marketing. Thank you. Bye-bye.